This goes to Deborah Altman, AULTMANPAC. Fax 81, wait a minute. Fax 810-275-0307 regarding Patricia Anderson, date of birth 5/23/1946. Dear Miss Altman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Anderson, who was asked to come back to our practice after her last visit here on July 24th of 2023 due to worsening of renal function this year. Her creatinine level was up to 1.55 most recently. That was checked July 17th, 2025, but it was even higher before that time. June 13, 2025, creatinine was 1.73 with estimated GFR of 30, when her usual range is 1.07 up to 1.3, and occasionally 0.9, which has a greater than 60 estimated GFR. That was one of the reasons she didn't follow up in 2023, since renal function had actually stabilized and was greater than 60, and she wanted to have a primary care physician's practice follow her instead. She has had some difficulty with blood pressure being elevated, and that's been worked on by providers. She is feeling better currently and is interested in having routine lab studies done on a regular basis in order to follow the renal function. And she would like to continue following up with nephrology also. No current chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema or claudication symptoms. She does have some rashes and skin changes only on the left side of her body, and she does see dermatology for that. And that is unchanged and chronic. No excessive pain, no use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Medications, she's on diltiazem, extended release, 240 milligram daily. Isosorbide is 30 milligram daily. Also, Fosamax, 70 milligram weekly. Synthroid is 25 microgram Monday through Friday and none on weekends. Effexor, 150 milligram daily. Myrbetriq, 50 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Anoro Ellipta, one inhalation daily. ProAir, rescue inhaler as needed. Atrovent inhaler, nasal spray as needed, multivitamin, probiotic, biotin, calcium, glucosamine, and steroid creams for the rash. Physical exam, weight 164 pounds, pulse 88 and regular, and blood pressure right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with a grade 2 over 6 aortic murmur that is stable. Heart, abdomen soft and non-tender without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, as previously stated, the most recent lab studies were done July 17th, 2025. Creatinine level did improve. It's 1.55 with estimated GFR of 34. Calcium 9.9. Albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.4, electrolytes are normal. Intact parathyroid hormone 33.5, hemoglobin is 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but improved creatinine levels. We've asked her to monitor labs every 3 months, and an order was provided. 2, bilaterally small kidneys. 3, coronary artery disease, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.